May the Lord fill us all with the will to live our lives focused and intentionally. Well, today I felt constricted and unable to focus or move forward. I've been feeling this a lot lately. I was lacking in inspiration. When the community prayed for me, they saw an octopus spirit wrapped around me. When it was broken off, I felt like me again, so I came into prayer in this state. Lord, I feel like cannon fodder. We prayed those prayers, but I was bound by an octopus spirit. Please help us to put together formulas that will work, please. Because we had just prayed the armor prayer earlier, and that should have broken it off, but it didn't. So I was feeling discouraged. Jesus began, "These formulas you speak of are as varied and as many as your mind thinks thoughts. There is no easy way, beloved. Everything depends upon the discernment of the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned in and you will automatically know what to pray against. Besides that, you are still learning. There is so much to learn. That is why I told you that humility is the safest way. When things would happen to Therese," speaking of St. Therese, "she would just recognize that I allowed them and she would go with it. Lord, I hope this is you and not my own thinking. Pay attention to what Mike said. In essence, he said the very same thing. But it is not always my will to let these things cripple you. There are times when action is called for. You are in a battle, beloved, and your opposition is fearless, but still no match for my Holy Spirit. Stay close to him, beloved, and do not let yourself wander far away. In all situations, he will direct your prayers." "Really?" He said, "Really? Oh, why would you question me?" "I'm sorry, Lord. I'm bad at that. I know I am. Oh, Jesus, when will this be over with? I am so tired. Forgive me, Lord. Please help me get through this." "You are in a war, a vicious war, which thousands of Christians around the world also face every day. War is hell. And you will not find the rest and clarity you are looking for until heaven. What you just did was the right action." Yeah, I was feeling fuzzy-headed and numb, and the group came and prayed over me, touching my head, and the headache left almost immediately, and it's still gone. They're putting something in my head, on my head. And I notice even when I'm having mass, I notice that I'll fall asleep if I don't fight back. So these are the ways that the enemy is working to deprive us of our communion with the Lord. And then the Lord said, after I said the group came and prayed over me and it left, the Lord said, "Oh, you of little faith." That's what I mean by following the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It is so, so simple. A child does it well. That is the place I need you to abide in. I am always prepared to illuminate your mind, but I do appreciate it when you ask me. Always ask. It doesn't hurt to ask, as the saying goes. In this way, you will be shown many things. My people, you perish through ignorance and not inquiring of me when you are blocked by a dynamic. I want you to ask because it increases your faith in me, as well as what is going on around you. Many of you go around as if there were a bag over your head. May I say, this stems from fear, the fear that what you will find or see will be too much for you to deal with. But I never allow anything in your lives that I'm not willing to expose so that you may deal with it. I want you to be aware, not in a posture of avoidance. Rebuke the cowardliness and face what is around you. You must be willing to put out the effort to recognize what is afflicting you. Yes, I know it means more battles, but how do you expect to be free without struggle? Yes, there is a lazy bone streak in all of you. You must rally and step up to the plate to take dominion. How can you hope to help others when you yourself remain helpless? How can you take territory for the kingdom if you're off sleeping in a corner somewhere while others shoulder the burden? Look at the price I had to pay to free your souls. What if I had brushed you off and taken my ease while you were trampled underfoot by your own faults that the enemy uses against you? I paid the price for you, but you must correspond and be resolute in your responses. Don't give up. That's exactly what they want. They want you to settle and take your ease. My people, I am with you in this struggle. I never leave you on your own. I always surround you with angels and infuse wisdom into your waiting heart. But some of you are so full of the world, your heart does not hear me when I try to steer or warn you. It isn't easy to live every day thoughtfully. You must practice constantly to be aware and meet every challenge with the tools I've given you. I am with you, but you must correspond to the graces I give you and live your life intentionally, knowing you are in a war and you have weapons and how to use them. And rally at the moment you feel stuck. I am with you. I will help you.